it is the very fact that I did indeed have multiple occasions of what can only really be described as successful instances of contact between myself and something that was not human, and this took the form of orange orbs of light. And no, these were not Chinese lanterns or meteorites or any other generic occurrence that I failed to adequately identify. What I saw on four separate occasions over the space of about 1 month in the summer of 2019. After a few months of going out into my back garden, doing some basic breathing exercises, getting myself into a calm state of mind, and from this point of stillness, beginning to intently focus on my desire for contact, modeling this through both my thoughts and my feelings, and subsequently imagining that my desires were resonating from me like ripples on water out into the wider spatial domain, propagating out into the universal network. I would sometimes imagine the universe as a web of strings, and I would send my intentions reverberating through these strings, and for whatever reason, these methods began to yield extremely interesting results in my night sky. It started with a sudden uptick in what appeared to be satellites. As someone who frequently enjoys watching the night sky, I was taken aback by the volume. I was seeing upwards of 10 to 15 of these white orbs traversing my skyline within the space of sometimes less than 5 minutes, which struck me as interesting because I'd never witnessed such a frequency, and over the course of a few months, this display would progress. And so it went from white orbs traversing to white orbs traversing and suddenly glowing extremely bright and then releasing a bright flash at the apex of its luminosity. Now, I'm aware of the existence of what are known as iridium satellites, which when traversing in a particular position adjacent to the sun can catch the light and produce a dazzling flash which is observable from Earth. However, astronomy and satellite enthusiasts alike will take great care to plan when they make their observations because these IR flares occur at very specific times and usually need to be tracked beforehand to be witnessed, absent a coincidental glance at it occurring in the night sky. And what I was witnessing was multiple white orbs of light traversing my sky within the space of a few minutes from between each other, producing this glow-to-flash effect, and each of them would do this multiple times as it traversed my skyline, and many times this light display seemed to occur in direct correlation with the thoughts I was imagining myself to be sending in their direction. I would also see static flashes of light occur, so there would be a blank area of space within which a bright white flash of light would occur. I'd focus my attention on that space, project some form of greeting, and lo and behold, another flash in the exact same spot would happen. And this would happen several times over and over again, with no movement in the position of the light whatsoever, and no discernible structure visible, just a repeating flash of light in a void of dark space. This is known within the UFO contact community as flashbulbs, which seems an apt description to me. So this is the kind of thing I was witnessing in my back garden over the course of a few months. But it was in August of 2019 that I had my first experience with the orange orbs of light. And it was this experience and the ones that followed that not only put me on a more resolute path towards attempting to understand the phenomenon, but these situations provided irrefutable evidence, albeit subjective personal evidence, that the human mind can influence into existence an external experience. This was made particularly clear to me when I had my first experience with the orange orbs of light. It was late August in 2019. I was outside in my garden in the evening. It was a clear, crystal, starlit sky, and it was a warm evening. and I was doing what had become my normal routine at this point, which was to get into this calm state of mind through being aware of my breathing, and from this point begin to model coherent thoughts, clear intentions on the goal of making contact with something else. Now, something I have considered after the fact, which I'm yet to put into practice, is the idea that perhaps I received a UFO experience because I was expecting something from space. You know, I'm yet to set my intentions towards the spirits of the forest and see what arrives there, but who knows, at this point nothing would really surprise me. So to get back to the story, I was outside projecting my intentions out, visualizing a light bursting from my position and out into space, like a kind of cosmic spotlight. Most importantly in my mind was that I was imbuing this visual light with feelings of love. I was essentially attempting to send a loving greeting out into the universe, and I was visualizing this whilst having my intentions set towards this, whilst coherently thinking thoughts aligned with this goal. And so perhaps my mind, body, and spirit were just attuned to the correct frequency of desire, because what occurred this night changed my life forever. So it started with a bright white flash of light. I saw it in the corner of my eye and fixed my attention on that area of space. Then I saw another flash from the same spot. This was one of those flash bulbs I was talking about before, where there's no discernible object present, only the occasional flash from a void in space. But this time it was not happening occasionally, it was occurring pretty much every 2 seconds, and in the exact same spot. But it wasn't a plane, because whatever it was completely stationary in the sky, and it remained that way for quite a while. Then suddenly, the next time this white light flashed, it was slightly further down than it was before, and the next sequential flash was further down still. Each time, it edged slightly further down in the sky, until, from my perspective, it settled above two other stars, creating the apex of a triangle, and it remained here, flashing on and off every couple of seconds. So this light continued to flash, and it was actually going on for enough time for me to almost lose interest and begin to look around the sky for anything else that might be occurring. This flashing light was on the right-hand side of the sky. I was at the back of my garden looking towards my house. And so as I took my eyes away from this flashing light up on the right-hand side, I saw what appeared to be a dark cloud moving slowly from the left-hand side of the sky across to the right. I didn't notice anything straight away. I saw the cloud as I was glancing over to the left-hand side, but I kind of did a double take. I looked all the way across the sky and then snapped my head back to look at this cloud. I looked back at it and suddenly got this very strange feeling, because what I was looking at resembled a cloud at first glance, but on closer inspection, it had this incredibly strange visual effect occurring all over it. The only thing I can really compare it to was TV static. It wasn't as intense, but it was clearly visible. There was an energetic type of disruption, like all the particles surrounding the cloud were agitated or energized, and so it had this hazy, staticky overlay of extremely fast moving particles, which resembled this light static effect. So I suddenly found myself completely transfixed by this cloud that wasn't a cloud, or certainly not a cloud I'd ever witnessed before. It was drifting from the left hand side of my sky over to the right, and it was moving across in a trajectory where in a few seconds it was going to go right past my house, which I was looking towards as I stood at the back of my garden, looking up at the sky at this bizarre static overlaid cloud. And as I watched it drift across and eventually fall in alignment with my house, the cloud did an extremely abrupt right angle turn towards my direction. And I don't mind telling you, my heart skipped a beat and my stomach dropped. This was not a gentle turning of the breeze. This was a disturbingly abrupt, complete diversion of this cloud's direction. And in a few seconds, it was going to be directly above my head, up in the sky, but nevertheless, it was going to be directly above me because it was now traveling in complete alignment with my position. All I could do was stare at this cloud with a strange static charge appearance to it. It arrived at a point where it was directly above my head, and I craned my neck up, and the most impossible thing occurred. This cloud dissipated, almost as if it got sucked into itself. It just suddenly fizzled out of existence in less than a second, and it revealed something. Now, the only thing I can hypothesize this cloud to have been, after giving it some thought, was that it might be some sort of generated cloaking device, something used to obscure what was inside, because what I saw when this cloud suddenly vanished was a triangle formation of roughly 25, maybe 30 orange orbs of light, a perfect formation. It didn't loiter in the sky. The cloud was moving as it dissipated. It just happened to do so right above my head. And so this triangle formation was moving. I had to turn around and watch it fly off into the distance until I couldn't see it anymore. This entire time, there was absolutely nothing going on in my mind. I don't remember thinking anything. I was a rabbit in headlights, completely stunned, absolutely hypnotized by what I was seeing. And something I noticed as I stared at this formation of orbs was that some of them were weaving in between each other, swapping their places in the formation. And so I don't think what I witnessed was a large triangular craft. I think it was literally a squadron of orbs of light. I mean, the reason why I think this was because I have had subsequent closer experiences later this very month. Nevertheless, this initial experience left an impact on me that to this day I am yet to fully comprehend or integrate into my life. It has left me forever changed because I was permitted a glance through the window of the transcendental. I was shown magic and I had it demonstrated to me. The realization that I myself am capable of a form of magic because I asked for something to occur and it occurred. And so this catalyzed my desire to show others that this was possible, that they themselves could initiate an experience that would permit them to have exposure to a different realm, something that would rekindle that sense of wonder we too often lose as we transition from children to adults. I was so excited to be provided the evidence I needed in order for me to pursue this journey. And this is ultimately how and why Project Unity was created, so I could tell people that they are far more powerful than they realize, and that the world is far more magical than we give it credit for, a far more magical place than any school has ever taught me. This was a personal revelation, and I wanted to share it. I ended up having 4 contact scenarios with orange orbs over the course of roughly 1 month. Before I move into the other ones, it's probably important for me to highlight this, although I don't necessarily know that it's connected. It does seem to be something that's worth mentioning. The morning after I saw this triangle formation, I was coming out of the shower, and I got my towel and went to dry myself off, and the moment I looked down, I noticed that on my left forearm, there were 3 very vivid red circles, marks, and it alarmed me because they were prominent. They were very prominent. I've got images that you're now seeing on screen if you're watching this on YouTube, and they were like cigarette burns. They were like someone had stubbed out a cigarette. But the strange thing about them, other than the fact that they just appeared out of nowhere, was that there was no bump or scab or itching or any sort of skin trauma symptom whatsoever. They actually look like scarred over skin from the very first day I got them, they looked like scarred over skin, and there was never any sort of healing process involved with them. They just looked that way from day one and never changed. They have faded. They're still visible very slightly, but they've faded over time. This was in 2019, so it's been a couple years now. But they were prominent on my arm for well over a year, and the images that you're seeing were taken around the time that I got them, maybe the first day. I can't remember when I took those photos. There was no symptoms. There was no skin trauma symptoms, but they were very prominent. And so I don't think they were bites. And I don't know what to make of that. I really don't. It's one of the things that's made me very cautious when thinking about going back to doing this type of stuff, was it's put that thought into my mind of, was this connected? And if it is connected, what does it mean? Was I, somehow taken? Was I abducted and my memory's been wiped? I have no idea, because I don't remember anything happening in that sense. It was late at night that this occurred. It happened. I saw this. I'm talking about the triangle experience. I saw this triangle of orbs. I phoned my mum. That was the first person I phoned. She was at a restaurant eating, and I remember phoning her up and probably freaking her out because I sounded insane. But after that, I'm pretty sure I went into my house and went to bed. I honestly can't remember. But I woke up the next day and I had these marks on my arm. So I don't know what to make of that. I really don't. People have told me to do regression. I've considered it, but part of me is feeling like I may not want to know the answers. And I don't want you to take anything negative away from that, because we don't know if it's negative or not. We don't necessarily know. But it is a very strange thing that occurred, it occurred directly the morning after the experience. It might have occurred the night of the experience, but all I know is I woke up the next day, got into the shower, got out of the shower, and that's when I noticed it. So it might have happened the moment I saw the triangle. I don't know. But I ended up having four contact scenarios with orange orbs over the course of roughly 1 month. The second and fourth sightings were extremely similar to one another, and the third sighting was truly unique, and so I'll save that one for last. The second time I saw these orbs was once again in my back garden at night, from the left-hand side of my sky, which funnily enough was the case with all four experiences. Each time they came from the left-hand side of my sky, and so this time I suddenly saw a formation of orange orbs. This time there was no cloud. They were in a formation which essentially looked like a W with an extra V attached, and it just simply came traversing across a clear starlit sky from left, from the left-hand side of my visible skyline to the right-hand side. And it must have taken about 4 seconds, maybe slightly more, to go from one side of my line of sight to the other. I was just blown away that I was seeing the exact same types of objects. Remember that before this, all I was getting was white orbs that kind of looked like satellites but weren't really behaving in the same way, to suddenly having a triangle formation of orbs come out of a cloud. And now I'm seeing them fly by again in a strange formation. The fourth experience was very similar. Once again, it was in my back garden from the left hand side of the sky. A V formation with about 5 or 6 orbs trailing behind it came flying by at around the same speed and pretty much in the same location as the other formation, and within about 4 seconds it was gone. Now I want to quickly address something, because people always ask, well, why the hell weren't you filming? Well, the first reason was that I only have a smartphone, and it doesn't have very good low-light recording capabilities. Usually, you can only just see the brightest stars, and so a lot of these things wouldn't even turn up on my camera. But not only that, you have your phone in your pocket, hoping to catch something, if it appears with enough time for you to do so. But these things tended to come out suddenly, and you simply just didn't have time to reach into your pocket, open your phone, unlock your screen, open the camera app, aim it up, find the target, and record. You know, by the time you're halfway through that process, it would have been gone. That's one of the problems with this. You know, I'm out there, and I've been out there in my garden, and I've been holding my phone up to the sky, hoping to get something on when I'm recording. And, you know, you don't get anything. And eventually you just kind of get tired of holding your phone up and you feel like you're focusing more on the phone than you are on trying to make contact and more on worrying about getting evidence than actually, you know, initiating the experience. And so you're already taking yourself out of that conscious intention, which I think is a necessary component to successful contact. And so the moment you put the phone down and you're only focusing on what you're trying to achieve, well, then it happens, folks, and it's really quite frustrating. It's a frustrating thing, but that's when it happens, and you don't have time to grab your phone. You just have time to stare at it and take it in and just kind of absorb what it is. You can't tear your eyes away from these things. People that haven't experienced it just don't understand. You can't tear your eyes away from these things, and you just stop thinking about anything else. You just stare. And so all my brain could order me to do was stare at them in amazement each time they came by. And so these two occasions with the V and W formations were the second and fourth times, the fourth being the last time I witnessed these orbs. But the third time is probably the most important, or at least just as important as the initial experience with the cloud effect and the large triangle formation. Outside in my garden at night, staring up at the sky, doing my usual routine, I may have seen some initial white orbs that caught my attention, but I honestly can't remember because the main event takes precedence in my mind and my memory. Once again, from the left, in my peripheral vision, I saw three orange blobs that I initially thought they were meteorites until my eyes locked onto them, and I saw that once again it was these orange orbs, three of them flying in a loose triangular formation, and then they stopped on a dime above my location and began to descend from the sky. They were bobbing and weaving in between each other, almost like fireflies. To my astonishment, they kept climbing down until they were no more than a few feet above the roof of my house, at which point they stopped instantly. They went from weaving around each other to being frozen in place above my house. They were roughly the size of basketballs. They were a slightly opaque pastel orange color. They appeared to be slightly translucent. They didn't even appear to be three-dimensional spheres. They almost looked like 2D cutouts. The best comparison I've found for what these orbs look like is a camera effect called bokeh, spelt B-O-K-E-H, where you outfocus a camera lens at night around bright lights, and the lights become two-dimensional circles of various colors. They looked a little bit like that, but they were very clearly visible. And so these orbs stayed frozen in place for no more than 3, maybe 4 seconds before they suddenly started to rise up and they restarted this bobbing and weaving behavior, kind of flitting in between each other. Very smoothly, though, just very smoothly, kind of floating around and up and down and between each other, before they rose up from my roof and traveled over to the right-hand side until they were now hovering above my next door neighbor's garden. Then they froze again, and I have to admit, I wish I could have been some clear-minded, pure-hearted ambassador for the species and welcomed them, but all I could do throughout this entire situation was just stare at them with a dumbstruck face. Once again, the orbs began their routine of bobbing and weaving around each other, and they began to climb up and up and up until eventually I could no longer see them. So I've not seen them since, but that is for the most part due to me distancing myself from making these types of contacts as frequently as I was before. Unfortunately, my pure intentions became infected with anxiety about what it was that I was doing, and I became a little frightened, in all honesty. You know, I think people that spend enough time embedded within the UFO community, you start hearing more, you know, horror stories and scary stories and things that you wouldn't want to experience. I do think that a very interesting pattern that I've noticed is that the abduction phenomena seems to be very different to the contact phenomenon, because I haven't actually been able to find any testimonies of a negative non-human experience from initiating contact, from actually being out there and willing to do it and participating and asking for something. I haven't been able to find any testimonies regarding that, and it would appear to me that that's quite a different thing to the abduction phenomenon. So, you know, there's a part of me that's quite optimistic that when you're actually grounding your yourself in a state of love and unity and peace and connectivity, and you're projecting that positive vibe, then you actually attract these more benevolent entities. I don't know for a fact. You know, I don't know for a fact. I have marks on my body that have made me, in all honesty, a little concerned, even though I'm not willing to fully believe that it was caused by that experience the night before, but it's a strange thing to occur. And so, you know, there are parts of it that do concern me. And so I think that over time, as I've learned more, or at least as I've absorbed more, and as I've gained connections and been told things, and as this whole thing's progressed, it's made me a little bit more cautious about what I was doing, you know. And it's frustrating to me, because at least to my knowledge, there were no negative events that took place during these interactions. And in fact, these interactions actually served as evidence to me that my thoughts surrounding consciousness were close to being on the mark. They provided for me direct evidence through experience that consciousness is non-local, meaning it can interact, exchange and receive information outside of the restrictions of the physical body, and that there are indeed currently unknown intelligences that can and will respond to you if you're in the appropriate state of mind. And this was an incredible revelation for me. It opened my mind up to some radical ideas, and yet I found myself ever more cautious with my approach towards contact. No doubt if I was to continue down the path I was on at the time when I was seeing these orange orbs, I would have had more experiences with them, perhaps even something else, because this whole time I was making this type of contact, it certainly seemed to be a progressive situation. The more I engaged, the more they revealed, whoever they are. And I think it is the fact that I do not know what they are that has made me second guess the risk factor involved in this type of contact modality. I'm still happy to engage in these types of contact attempts, but I'm no longer going out on a nightly basis to do so. And this has undoubtedly contributed to the lack of orange orb sightings after these four initial experiences. However, these experiences were enough for me. At least they're enough for me to be perfectly convinced that there is a phenomenon at play here that cannot be attributed to misidentifications, but is in fact representative of an intelligence that we are yet to understand. All I know for sure, as absolute fact, is that this intelligence can and will respond to a signal through human consciousness. Why does it do this? I have no idea. But the truth of the matter is that it does. And you can be as skeptical as you want. I think you would be the sensible one if you were skeptical. I'm not asking you to suspend your disbelief. I'm simply telling you what I know to be the truth, based off of highly personal, subjective, anecdotal experiences that changed the entire course of my life. All I can do is tell you as sincerely as possible what these experiences were and how they were brought about. And that is what I am doing. I can't help you achieve contact yourself, because the modalities through which a contact through this type of consciousness medium would appear to be tailored to each individual in different ways. And so my method might not be your method, and your method might not be the method used by another. But the keystone, the baseline, the foundation is the knowledge within yourself that your conscious energy, your awareness, can reach out beyond your body. It can resonate through space and time like a coherent reverberation through the universal ocean. This is achievable. It is an innate ability within all of us, but we have simply neglected to use it due to the cultural directions we've taken. We've trained ourselves out of engaging with our own consciousness in ways that would expand its area of influence. What is so profound to me about my own experiences, and what I later discovered to be a form of experience that is shared by hundreds, if not thousands, of active participants around the world with various methods of approach, is that my experiences were made possible through the directing of my conscious mind towards the intention of having an experience. And since this method yielded extremely successful results, this automatically, for me, places the UFO phenomenon into a category that the former director of the Pentagon's UFO program, Luis Elizondo, once referred to when he said that he believes that the truth behind the UFO phenomenon lies within the nexus between consciousness and quantum mechanics. And so you see, the UFO issue, due to its clear connections to the mysteries of consciousness and most notably expanded states of consciousness, whilst simultaneously being representative of an exquisite technological capability for traversing the cosmos, is in my mind a perfect representation of what a symbiosis between spirit and science could look like. It would eventually take the form of technological platforms that can traverse what we would consider to be the astral realms. The UFO seems to not only be, as has been described by government insiders, a trans-medium vehicle capable of operating in the oceans, the atmosphere, and in the vacuum of space, but it would also appear to be a platform that can traverse space-time itself. It can traverse dimensions, and it would seem that this also includes, in a way that is currently inexplicable and incomprehensible, the ability to traverse through, or in some way connect with, the energetic nature of consciousness itself. Don't ask me to tell you why this is occurring, because I can't. All I can tell you is that it is occurring, and I know this because I have seen satisfactory evidence through personal experiences. And if you've never had such an experience, then you'll have to simply decide for yourself whether I'm completely insane, trying to fool or disinform you, or that I'm being completely honest with you when I say that I have successfully initiated a contact scenario on multiple occasions with some form of non-human intelligence, with what seems to be relative ease through the use of my mind, through the focusing of my thoughts, the focusing of my emotions, my intentions, putting all of my energy into a desire for a single outcome, contact with another intelligence. And it worked. That's all I can say. It worked.